After winning 9 straight games, the Humble Crabs are on a roll and in the middle of a competitive race for this year's Pacific Empire League Championship. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on the Red Hot Crabs in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest American Legion baseball news, who came out on top in this year's District 26 Little League All-Stars Tournament, and how one local youth softball team fared while representing the North Coast last weekend. But first up, the Humboldt Crabs continued to roll this week, stretching their winning streak to 9 straight games. On Tuesday night, the high-flying Crabs welcomed the Bay Area Force to the Arcata Ballpark for a 2-game non-league midweek series and took Game 1 17-2. They followed that with a 13-5 win on Wednesday night, improving to 23-3 on the season. Last weekend, the Crabs played 2 home league games against the Lincoln Potters and won both by scores of 14-7 and 10-2. Scoring runs has not been a problem for this year's Crabs team. In each of their last 6 games, they have scored in double digits, averaging more than 13 runs a game during that impressive run. A busy month for the local collegiate summer team continues this weekend as they get set for a 5-game league series against the Solano Mudcats. The Crabs will go into the weekend series with a record of 7-2 in league play and trail the league-leading Healdsburg Prune Packers by just 1 win in the standings. But it's shaping up to be a very competitive race for this year's league title, and remarkably, just 3 wins separate the top 6 teams in the 7-team league. The Crabs open their weekend stand against the Mudcats on Thursday night, and the two clubs will play a doubleheader on Friday night and an afternoon game on July the 4th, with first pitch set for 2 p.m. After closing out the series on Sunday afternoon, the Crabs will hit the road for a key 5-game trip next week, which includes 3 games in Healdsburg and 2 games against the Medford Rogues. So the next 9 days will be crucial for the Crabs in their pursuit of a first-ever Pacific Empire League Championship. The Crabs are not the only local baseball team who have been impressing at the plate this summer. The Humboldt Eagles 19U American Legion team, which features some of the best high school and college players in the county, are beginning to find their groove with their bats. The Eagles played 4 games over the weekend and won 3 of them. They opened the weekend with a 9-5 win over Willits on Friday before travelling south for a Saturday doubleheader against the Sonoma County Vipers, which they split, losing Game 1 3-2 and taking Game 2 20-2. The Eagles returned home on Sunday to host the Tehama Bulls at Bilotti Field in Eureka and won 11-3 to move above 500. And with 42 runs scored over the 4 games, the Eagles came out swinging the bats. With the 3 wins, they improved to 7-6 on the summer, and they have been competitive, with 4 of their 6 losses coming by just 1 run. According to team manager Scott St. John, several players have been impressing for the team, including McKinleyville's Joe Tano. Tano, who will be a high school senior this coming year, has already established himself as one of the most dangerous pitchers in the HDNL, but this summer, according to St. John, he is also maturing at the plate and developing into a very good all-around player. Tano finished the high school season with a record of 7-0 and helped lead the McKinleyville Panthers to a Big 5 and Charles Lakin Tournament Championship double. He also had an impressive ERA of 1.31. Another player who is enjoying a very good summer with the Eagles is former Ferndale Wildcat Parker Pryor. Pryor, who was the Little 4 MVP in 2024, did not play in college this past spring, but you couldn't tell from the way he has been playing with the Eagles this summer. St. John described Pryor as a pleasant surprise and a player with a high baseball IQ. The Eagles will continue a busy summer at the Fairfield Firecracker Tournament this weekend before returning to the North Coast to host their annual tournament next week. The Eagles tournament will include brackets for 17U and 19U teams and will feature travelling teams from Australia, coached by former Humboldt Crabs player Steve Fish. In local Little League action, meanwhile, this week was a big one for the District 26 12-year-old All-Stars. Following the County All-Star tournaments for the 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds last week, The district held its annual 12-year-olds All-Star Tournament this week. The always highly anticipated tournament featured some of the best young players on the North Coast and was hosted by Redwood Empire Little League at the Redwood Fields in Cutton. And it was a good week for the Redwood Empire players, who went undefeated in tournament play and secured the championship with a 10-0 win over rival Eel River in Wednesday night's championship showdown. Also in action this week, a group of young McKinleyville softball players represented the district at their Little League section tournament in Reading. While several local travel teams have been impressing in recent years, the McKinleyville girls are the first softball team from the county to compete in Little League All-Star tournaments in several years after the program was reinstated last year. They traveled to Reading with a young roster that includes mostly 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds, but competed well. After dropping their opening tournament game to a quality Chico team, the McKinleyville girls responded with a hard-fought 7-5 win over Lake Almanor in an elimination game on Saturday. Their summer season would come to an end the following day when they suffered their second loss of the weekend, but head coach Bob Pinard was impressed with how the players performed and says they have come a long way in a year. And with most of the young players expected back on the All-Star team next summer, the team appears to have a bright future. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.